Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time you're listening. Look, happy Martin Luther King Day. Rest in peace to the king. He's an icon, man. He's a leader, motivator, literally changed the aspect of our whole generation. You know, I don't have to be the one to tell you that, but I just want to give acknowledgement on this Martin Luther King Day. I haven't really figured out exactly what I'm going to do yet to celebrate this Martin Luther King Day. This is my first time in the East Coast on MLK Day. So I know a couple of events that's going on around. I may go out and network, try to attend, shake some hands, you know, pay my respects, you know. I don't know. Let's see. You know, who knows? But I do want to start off this podcast. This is episode 7 of the Millennial Maven. I want to start it off with my favorite Martin Luther King quote. Now, I first saw this quote when I was probably like 14 or 15. And ever since then, it's really stuck with me. Anytime I've been in a tight spot, anytime I've had some shit going on where I didn't really think, you know, I wasn't sure how I was going to keep moving, I would just reread this quote over and over and over. And still to this day, I do the same thing. He says, the ultimate measure of a man isn't when a man is faced with comfort and convenience, but where he stands during challenges and controversy. That's the ultimate measure of a man. How do you react to the bullshit that's going to be happening throughout your life? How do you react to situations, to problems, to obstacles? That's when your character is defined. Everything's not going to go according to plan. That's just part of life. If everything was going to go according to plan, it would be a mad boring life, man. Wouldn't be nothing. No, I mean, think about that. What if everything really, really went according to plan? Life would be boring. Enjoy the game. Understand that failures are going to come. We talk about that all the time. Be a man, be a woman. And when you're faced with those obstacles, keep your chin up. Have faith that everything is going to turn out okay, and keep grinding, keep pushing. What is the Millennial Maven exactly? A maven is an expert in any given field who seeks to pass on knowledge to others. By definition, your cousin Kiel, me, myself, Jaquiel, I'm not an expert. So technically that wouldn't really make me a maven, I guess. I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be an expert. I don't want you to get it confused. Don't consider me an expert. But what I am, I'm someone who loves to seek knowledge, who loves to seek wisdom, who loves to get fucking better every single day and spread the wealth. I love to pass on wisdom. I love to pass on knowledge. I love seeing people get better daily, because one thing I know for fucking sure is people are their happiest when they're productive, when they're producing, and when they're getting better daily and they're performing at a high level, regardless what aspect of life you're in. Health, wealth, relationships, people are the most happiest when they're producing. I want to help you get better. I need you to help me get better, okay? We're family. I'm your cousin. We're holding each other accountable. We're getting 1% better every single day. Now, this episode is going to be a lot quicker than all the other ones. I just want to, you know, motivate you on this Monday morning, MLK Day. I really want you to understand something I like to call the competitive edge, okay? We all know competition. We all know this competitive edge. But what is really the theory behind the competitive edge? I want to discuss that today. Four quick, very simple, very precise steps I'm going to give you that I promise you, if you practice daily, all right? Because, you know, you can't do it one day. You can't do it 2-3 days a week and expect to get the edge. Okay, last episode, what we talk about, increasing your averages, increasing your percentages, okay? Just increase your odds. That's all life is, right? So with that being said, you're going to practice this every day, right? If you don't want to be ashy, you're not going to put on lotion once a week and expect not to be ashy. You're going to put your lotion on once, two, maybe three times a day. Probably more than that. I don't know. I put lotion on once in the morning. And then if I get real bad, I put it on as needed, right? You know, some of y'all more pretty than I am, so y'all might do it daily. Washing your ass, you need to do it daily. You wouldn't take one bath, one shower, and expect to smell peaches and roses for the rest of the week, right? Increase your odds of obtaining. Do it daily. Competitive edge, four simple steps. First step, what are you going to do? You're going to make a decision. And I know I talk about that clearly, but that's literally the first step of anything. Like, you can literally change your life in a half a second, right? As soon as you make that decision, you're going on a different path. Say you got a left trail and a right trail, and you make the turn on the right, you go down it for about a mile, and then you realize that's the wrong path. Does it take another mile of walking to decide that you're going to turn around and go the right way? Go retrace your steps and take the right actions? Or is that decision made in a precisely half a second? You see what I'm saying? Make the decision. That's the very first step. A clear and concise decision. Now, this decision that you decide to make, whatever the case may be, this can go for all aspects of life. It's not just money. It's not always just health. It's not always just relationship. Maybe it's a mixture of everything. Maybe it's something spiritual. You understand? Regardless what your decision it is you want to be made, it must be rooted to a highly, highly emotional reasoning, a highly emotional psychology. It can't just be you want it because it's cool, or you want to make this decision like you want to make $100,000. It can't just be, you know, I want to throw money at the club. I want to live like a rapper, like a ball player. I mean, that could be influential. I know people out here that's made thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just because they had a deep desire to become rich. They had a deep desire to become financially stable, to become wealthy, whatever. I wouldn't suggest that being your main reason. I would not suggest that. The reason why is because when times get hard, the thing about it is, when you're broke, whoever you are when you're broke, that's who you're going to be when you're rich. All money is a tool. All that does is magnify who you already are. If you're a great loving person, you get some money, you're going to be more of a great loving person because you got the tool, right? The coin, the Benjamin, the tool to go out and give back, to help, to proceed to your churches, to build the community. If you're a fucking asshole, while you're broke, you get some bread, you're going to be more of a fucking asshole. That's all money is a tool. So it must be something very rooted deeply to your emotions. What is the reason? What's your reason? Of course, mine and my daughter's. Things that have took place along my lifetime that has deeply emotionally stuck me to my daughters. Now, say I wasn't really in my daughter's life, that decision, that reasoning might not be rooted enough. But the fact that I am, there's events that's happened along our life. We went through struggles together. We went through good times together, bad times together. My emotions are indebted and deeply rooted into that reason, right? Whatever your reason is, you got to make a decision. Make a decision of what you want. Okay, exactly what you want. Exactly what you want, okay? Don't compromise, don't settle, and know exactly why you want it. Know exactly why you want it. That's your first step. You got to make that decision. Your second step, beat the voice inside your head. Beat that fucking voice inside your head. You got to withstand that. Beat the voice inside your head. And a great, great example of this is something Will Smith said. He said he's not a sprinter. He's a marathon runner. He said, if someone gets on a treadmill with me, I'm gonna win. I may not be able to run as fast as them. I may not even be able to run as better than them, but I will outlast them. They will give up before I give up. He says the reason why I run daily is because that voice in my head. He said, if you can learn to beat that voice in your head while you're running, you can overcome any obstacle this life throws at you. You will be mentally strong enough to not quit in this game of life if you can beat that voice in your head while you're running. And it really took me a long time to actually grasp that concept. Like, when I heard it, I was like, oh shit, that's pretty cool. That's interesting, right? But now as I'm starting to really watch my health and I'm starting to exercise more and I push myself as I'm running daily and I'm working out daily, I'm really pushing myself. I understand really what the fuck he means. Have you ever just ran, like, you're running, maybe you're going up a hill or something, and your mind is, your body's just tired, your legs want to give out, you're gasping for air, your mind's literally telling you to stop. Like, it feels like, it kind of feels like if you don't stop, your body's going to shut down. And that's literally what's going on. Your brain is triggering emotions. It's triggering these emotions to your nerve, to your nervous system. I'm not a fucking scientist. You know, I don't know the body like that. So I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what it is for sure. But one thing I do know is when you're in danger, your brain sends those waves. It sends those messages to your body. So your brain is literally trying to protect you. It's literally sending off signals like, hey motherfucker, hey, stop, you need to stop, or you might die. This is very uncomfortable. I've never experienced this before. You need to shut down. You need to stop before my body shuts down. Your brain is literally trying to protect you from death. So if you can beat that voice in your head, then you can win any obstacle this life's gonna fucking throw at you. Like, dead ass. How do you beat that voice inside your head? First thing, you gotta set goals. You got to set goals. You gotta set big, big ass, unrealistic goals that if you told someone, they're gonna fucking look at you like you're insane. You got to set major goals, okay? Why do you want to set goals? Because you have to plot your life. You have to organize your own life. Look, if you don't have a plan for your life, someone else will, and I guarantee it's not going to be much of shit. Architect your life. Set the blueprint. You're writing down goals. What I do daily, I do my 5 action threats daily. I write a minimum from about 5 to 7. Minimum 5, but I won't go over no more than like 7. 5, the major things that must get done today. What are the big goals that I have to complete today? 5 things that if I do this, it's going to move me towards my long-term goals. So what do you need to do? You need to work backwards. What's your 5-year goal? What's your 3-year goal? What's your 1-year goal? And then daily, the 5 action threats. What are the 5 actions that must get done today that you have to do today? Point blank period. You put that shit first. You make time for that. What are you going to do that's going to move you towards your goal? That's how you beat that voice inside your head. Set goals. Use your 5 action threats. Make a 1-year goal, a 3-year goal, and a 5-year goal. Now you're staying in the game. Now you're playing a game, right? Now this thing, life. Oh, life's so hard. Oh my gosh, why me? Probably because you don't have goals, and probably because you're not taking action towards those goals. So instead of being proactive, you're reacting. That's why life's so hard right now. Beat that voice inside your head. Make a systematic blueprint. So you made a decision. One, two, we're beating the voice inside our head. You set your goals. You do your 1 year, your 3 year, your 5 years. Major goals. Most people, they overestimate what they can get done in a year, but underestimate what they can do in five. Remember that. So as you're setting your 1 year goal, your goal might not be, if you're making $10 an hour and you want to be a millionaire, you're not going to say, I want to get $1 million in a year. That's not likely. When you're setting your goals, you want your goals to be huge, unrealistic, which that typically is an unrealistic goal to hit $1 million in 1 year, but you don't want to set it so high on short term, because when I look at a 1 year goal, that's a short term goal to me. What you can do in 1 year is short term. If you want $1 million, give yourself 5 years. Give yourself 10 years. Okay? It can still be a major goal, but you have to put, you know, cut yourself some slack. Give yourself a good time frame. That's all I'm saying. I would never tell someone they can't do something. If someone said, I want to make $1 million in a year, I would never say you can't do that. But what I would suggest is giving yourself a better time frame. Instead of 1 year, make it five. Okay? Set your systematic blueprint. Right here, you also want to work backwards. Say you work for a sales company and your goal is to get 3 sales a day. Maybe you need to talk to 200 people, right? So let's do the math. If I talk to 200 people, I can present to 40. Out of those 40, so you're getting 160 no's, right? They're not going to listen to your presentation. Out of those 40 people, you may be able to present to those 40 people. After the presentation, out of those 40 people, you may have 10 people interested. Out of those 10 people interested, you may have 6 that can qualify. And out of those 6 that can qualify, your job is you want to try to close 50% of those qualifications, because your goal is three sales a day. That's what having a blueprint is. It has to be measurable. You have to be able to look at it daily and say, okay, I want to make these 3 sales. Well, how many people do I need to talk to? How many people? And just do your math and just work backwards. That's the game of life. That's why you set a goal and put a system behind it, a systematic blueprint, because you can measure yourself daily. You know where you're going, and there's no fucking excuses. You just got to do it. Beating that voice inside your head. Does that make sense? Nice, nice, nice. So what did we do? We made our decision. We made a clear and concise decision. It was something that was rooted deeply, highly emotional decision, right? Two, we're beating the voice inside our head, right? We are beating this voice when we want to quit, when we think it's too hard, when we don't feel like getting up in the morning, when we don't feel like making that call, we don't feel like talking to that prospect, when we don't feel like going above and beyond for our child, for our homie, for our girls, whatever the case may be, we're beating that voice inside our head. Why? Because we have a goal. We have a goal. We have a 5-year goal. We have a 3-year goal. We have a 1-year goal. And we're writing down the 5 things we got to do daily. Oh, by the way, these goals should be written down every day you wake up and every night before you go to sleep. And you should be writing this on some type of index card and carrying that son of a bitch around with you every single day. Because whenever life gets hard, whenever you lose, you're going to pull out these goals. You're going to look at them goals. You're going to visualize them. You're going to feel yourself having them. You already got them before you even have it. Like, I'm not a millionaire, but goddamn it, I'm a millionaire. You understand? I have it. It's just a matter of time. I walk and carry myself like one. It's just a matter of time. You understand? Beat that voice inside your head. Systematic blueprint. Whatever your goal is, maybe it's a health goal. My goal is by summertime, I want to lose 20 pounds. I've been flirting around 205, 210, 215 mark for damn near a year and a half. I'm tired of it. I want to get down to 180, 185 range. So what's my goal? I've been counting my calories. I can't intake no more than, I think it's like 1800 calories a day. So with that being said, I don't intake that. I at least want to sweat about 300, 400 calories a day as well. I keep up with that. And my goal is if I can lose 3 pounds a month, then that's going to hit that 180 mark. Cause right now I'm at about 200. My game plan's set. I got my meal preps. Me and my girl, we've been doing meal prepping. We got a blueprint. We got a system. We're working backwards. I look at my goals every single day. I track my goals. I'm playing the game. I love this fucking game. This is the competitive edge. Most people don't got a plan. Most people don't got goals. They don't know where they're going. They can't measure where they're going. I can, and you can too. It starts with this. Third step, commit. You have to commit to living by those standards. You have to commit to the decision you made, and you have to commit to beating the voice inside your head. Commit to living by your standards. Commit to living by your values. Commit to being the greatest you can be every single day. And with that being said, you want to be better than the man in the mirror yesterday. So you're always committing to holding yourself at a higher standard than anybody in your space. I want you to dive in it. I want you to dive in it. You ever get some cold water? Like, for example, you at the pool. Wouldn't it suck if you wanted to dive off the diving board, but there was a way you dive and you like slowly like slip you, like it just, I don't know, some freaky law, like gravity law is defined, and you dive off the board, and as you hit the water, you slowly just sink in. So now first your toes is cold, then now your feet's cold, now your legs is cold, now you don't even want to get in the damn pool because it's cold as shit. You ever turn on some hot water and it starts heating up and you touch it and it's just, ah, fuck, it's just hot as hell. What about when you dive in that cold water, though? You don't even think about it. You just jump in. Or that hot water. You turn it on and you're in the shower and you just let that hot water smack you. And at first, it's a little uncomfortable for about 5-10 seconds. But after that, feels good as hell, right? Same with life. I promise you. It's the same with life. Don't just like barely. No, dive in the shit. Dive in it and swim in it. Become obsessed. Become obsessed with obtaining your goals. Become obsessed with beating the voice in your head. Become obsessed with knocking off those 5 action threats that you have to do daily. Because when you do that, that means you won the day. That means you won the day. And ultimately, whenever you start winning your days are going to compound. It's not only going to be your winning days, but you're winning your weeks. Then you're winning your months. Now you won the year. You understand? Now you're getting so much closer to that goal. It's just a matter of time. That's all it is, a matter of time. Dive in it. Don't think about it. Become obsessed. Martin Luther King, he was obsessed. I actually tweeted this earlier. I said Martin Luther King is an icon because he was obsessed with the greater good, the greater purpose for mankind. He did shit daily he didn't want to do. You think every day he woke up in a good mood to listen to people? I mean, not necessarily listen, but to lead people. Some African-American black people who were so mentally exhausted and brainwashed that they did wrong upon him and himself. You think he woke up in a good mood in jail? You think he woke up every day in a good mood to give love and want to change the world, and all people see him as a nigger and a porch monkey and whatever else? How fucking hard is that? That's tough. That's tough. But he made a decision. He beat the voices inside and outside. He had to block out the noise outside as well. He beat that voice in his head. But ultimately, all it boils down to is the voices in your head. Because if someone's coming from me, if someone's talking to me, talking down on me, the only way it phases me is if my inside voice lets it phase me. And we're going to talk about that in a minute as well. He committed to living by standards. He became obsessed. He dove in it. And the fourth step, what did he do? He repeated it. He repeated it every single day, every single second, every single meeting, every single church service, every single march, every single time he woke up and laid down. He repeated this. He made a decision daily. He beat the voices inside his head daily. He committed to living by his standards daily. He repeated it daily. This is the competitive edge. This is your competition. That's why I say the only competition you have is the man in the mirror yesterday. Because if you can learn to do these four things every single day and get better at doing it every single day, there's no way you can lose. There's no way you can lose. Point blank, period. Like I said, guys, this is your competition. This is the competitive edge. As simple as that. These are what successful people do daily that the unsuccessful people aren't doing. They're being proactive. They're saying that if this is my life and I only have one life, I'm going to architect my life. I'm going to be controlling my own destiny. Nobody else. Because realistically, the person you're working for right now, your boss, the CEO, they did this daily. 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, they did this daily. And what do you think that your boss, your CEO, what do you think they have for your destiny? What do you think? What kind of plans do you think they have for you? Probably not much. So don't be reactive to life, guys. Be proactive. Set your goals. Get a system. Set the blueprint. Commit to living by it. Okay? As we talk about competition, now, there's other competition out there as well. Okay? Your friends, your family, mentors, okay? The people you play against, whatever the case may be. Yes, this also is competition. The reason why we look at people as competition is because they're tangible. They're alive. They're similar. We can compare to them. They're the only species that among us that we can compare to. I wouldn't, if I'm a sprinter, my girlfriend's brother's girlfriend is a heck of an athlete. She's a track and field athlete. You don't think she probably looks at a fucking dog and says, "God damn it, that dog's faster than me. Fuck, I gotta get better." Nah, right? She looks at other athletes, and that's her competition. Like, she uses them to motivate her, right? When I played football, anytime I wanted to quit, I would think about other athletes in Kentucky and my home state who, if I quit, then they're getting better than me, and I don't want them better than me, so I wouldn't quit. But ultimately, what is that? It's basically the voice in your head. Okay, so yeah, there's still people I use to give me motivation, right? People that said I wouldn't be shit. All right, I've had bosses that tell me right before I get fired, "You ain't gonna be shit. You're a flake. You're a bum." I've had people when I was overweight, when I was flirting around 240, 245, people was telling me, laughing at me, kids laughing, "Damn, you're fat," right? People clowning on me, right? Yeah, you damn right I still use that as motivation. When I'm working out, I want to quit, I still think about it. I still see people's faces. I remember when I was broke, people used to stun on me, right? People used to really stun on me hard. I remember family members who would literally talk filthy. I still use that as motivation. Don't get me wrong, but that's not my competition. That's not my competition because I create my own circumstances. I am my own destiny. And I know that. And I understand the difference between motivation and competition. And this is where people fail to forget that. See, most people look at other people as competition. Okay? And that's why it hinders them. It hinders most people. They look at this person as competition. They never decide. They never dedicate time to a solution. They never decide to move forward. They play scarce mode. They look at this person as scarcity. They look at this universe and this world as there can only be a couple winners. There can only be a handful of winners. So I'm competing against you. You're my competition. Think about that for a second. Am I telling the truth or am I lying? What do you think? The only competition you have is that voice in your head, is the man in the mirror yesterday. That's it. Use people as your motivation. Use those negative thoughts. Use those surroundings. Use your friends, your family. Even if you may have made some enemies along the way, use that as motivation. But understand that's not your competition. The Mamba mentality, the competitive edge, all this, it relays in one. Make a decision. Beat the voice inside your head. Commit to living by those standards. And repeat every single day, day in and day out. Do that for a year. Do that for 1 year, 365 days. And your life will completely change. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Guys, again, happy MLK Day. I hope this resonated with you. Hope you found value in this. If you did, comment, like, share. Let me know. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you dislike. As always, guys, I'm your cousin Kill. I love you. I genuinely love every single one of y'all. I want to see all y'all win. And guys, I'm going to see y'all at the top.